True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyhow,
all right.
We have breaking Yankee news.
Oh,
this is from manager Aaron Boone. Anthony Volpe has been playing through a partial labrum tear. When the injury was initially MRI'd in May, the Yankees believed
it was. In May?
Yes. So when it was. So back in May, the Yankees believed it was an.
Are you kidding me?
They believed it was an old injury he could play through. He has re-aggravated it a few times this year. Most recently, this past weekend. All right. Lot there.
Is he going on the injured list? Is he, are they just telling us why he stinks?
It will, according to Boone, this will not land him on the IL. He doesn't expect it to be an issue.
Okay. So, first of all, it's already an issue. And second of all, what is the issue with the Yankees and their medical diagnostic team or whatever?
Remember the Rizzo thing?
Of course.
Yeah.
So we have to give credit to somebody on our team because Sean has been saying this since May, going back to the whole, when you were out and he kept making the mistake about Memorial Day.
He had an injury against the Tampa Bay Rays where it was a dive and I think he didn't leave the game, but it looked like a bad injury.
It's a Kentucky Derby. That's right.
But I kept calling it Home Run Derby Day.
You kept calling it Home Run Derby Day, mixing it up with the Kentucky Derby Day. And the reason is because he had Volpe's injury tied to this day.
Well, Volpe suffered an injury that the Yankees told us was minor because I think we all remember the play. Mm-hmm. Like, he looked bad. He stayed in the game, and then he sat the next day.
Yes, but then he played the day after that.
And then he was back in the lineup, and no one mentioned it again except for Sean. And by the way, just to prove to you guys that I am honorable when it comes to, hey, someone said something a few months ago, right or wrong. What if I told you I've got the audio ready to go?
Oh, really?
Let's take you back to July 7th. I was in Europe, but Sean was on the air and decided, hey, I think I know why Anthony Volpe sucks. So here's a little WF fan flashback. July 7th, 2025, Sean Morash and Tiki Barber.
Back on this, I think we forgot this happened because Volpe does basically play every day. I believe, I want to say it was right before the first Subway Series, the weekend before. I only know this because I was betting horses in a horse bar. I think it was Kentucky Derby Day.
Okay.
He face planted in short and he got like really banged up with his shoulder and face, and he never went on the IL, Volpe. And I think he missed the next day on the Sunday. I think if you could look this up, it was Kentucky Derby listed as injured. No, but he did. I'm pretty sure he missed the Sunday game and then came back right after that. And since then, he has not been the same either. So I'm just speculating. I have my major issues with Volpe and more on him and his father in a little bit. But I would point to more, look back at that happening more so than covering for DJ or Jazz coming back. Because his defense has really fallen off a cliff since that moment.
I see. Yeah, shortstop Volpe experience.
Bang. Kentucky Derby Day. Told you.
But stayed in the game after being checked by the trainer. X-rays and MRI came back negative, indicating no serious injury.
But
he was considered day-to-day.
Yes, he was really banged up.
He was not out on the fourth and then came back on the fifth.
And that was when all the torpedo bat mania ended with him.
Right.
That was when all the defense. That has been my own speculation, that he really messed something up. And we're going to hear something after
he felt the pop in the
shoulder. So you can stop it right here. Sean nailed it.
Yeah.
I mean, that is spot on. That.
Why didn't that get more play back then? Because, I mean, you cut it off right before I said he said he felt the pop in his shoulder.
Oh, you want to keep playing it?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Because I just need that point. When you feel a pop, it's not okay.
Yeah.
Right? It's like when you, I felt a catch in my hamstring. Guess what? You probably pulled your hamstring.
Right.
You slightly tore muscle. It might be minor, grade one or whatever it is, but you probably tore a little bit of your muscle. You feel a pop in your shoulder, that's something not in the right place.
The reason why it never gained steam is because when Boone was asked about it, and he was asked a few times, but not a lot, he said he's fine. That's what he said.
Yeah.
He said he's fine. Now, you said something in that clip, and I got the facts. You said, go back to that date. It feels like that's where things went bad. I'll give you the numbers. Before that date, before he had the injury, which we have now found out the Yankees basically misdiagnosed for 3 months.
Right.
Here are Anthony Volpe's numbers. 240, a 786 OPS.
That was before.
Before.
Yes.
And he committed 4 errors that entire season in 32 games. Since the injury, 195, 621 OPS, 15 errors.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So the numbers back up, and this sounds like an excuse. It's not. It's just explaining things.
Right.
And Shauna was on top of it, that his issues are probably related to not being healthy, which brings our issues to the New York effing Yankees.
Right.
So this what are you doing?
This is a left shoulder injury. So it doesn't explain all of his throwing issues, even though everything is connected. You know, your left, your hip bone connected, all that stuff. So it does explain maybe why he's going on to a knee to field to field balls. And then you think as a hitter, it's his lead shoulder. I mean, this is that's a big deal.
Mm.
55 points, you just said, right?
It's a big dip. 239 to 195, yes.
And I just want to reiterate a couple important facts here. Not the first time we've been here with a multi-month injury that was misdiagnosed with the Yankees. See Anthony Rizzo and the concussion and everything that happened with that. And also, I don't know who's to blame, whether it's the Yankees, the medical staff, Volpe not being as transparent, but the Yankees allowed this fan base to go out there and boo this guy for 3 months and crush him and basically beat him down mentally when he has been trying tough as hell to do something he physically cannot do.
Right. They did a disservice in both ways. They did a disservice by continuing to say he's okay, and then they did a disservice by not informing us, maybe even him, that he's hurt.
Yeah, it is impossible to defend this Yankee franchise, and unfortunately, it is not the first time in recent history we have dealt with damn near malpractice when it comes to injuries and how it's been handled. It's horrible.
He suffered the injury 4 months ago. I mean, that's insane.
Well, hold on. A torn labrum is not healing.
Right.
It's not oh, it's going to heal itself. You have to have surgery if it's torn bad enough.
But
I know this because AJ had a torn labrum, and he tried to played football through it, went out for baseball, had no shot, had to get surgery. So it's not healing itself through time. This is not we'll take some time and, you know, just let it feel better, build up some cartilage, I don't know, put some dirt on it type. That's not that type of injury.
Is it possible, and I don't know if Boone's answered this, is it possible that whatever he suffered on May 3rd was minor and it was re-aggravated in the last month? So the torn labrum may have occurred.
It probably got worse.
Right.
I mean, that's going to be my assumption. If it was minor then, it probably got worse.
This is not Aaron Boone's fault. He's the manager. No. He's not the director of medical. But the fact that we're dealing with another one of these from the New York Yankees, you got to shake your head and say, what's going on? I mean, the Anthony Volpe concussion thing was...
Anthony Rizzo.
What did I say?
You said Volpe.
I apologize. I'm getting my Anthony's confused. Anthony Rizzo concussion situation.
Now retired Anthony Rizzo.
That's right. Officially retired. And congratulations,
Rizzo.
You had a hell of a career. This is like a yearly tradition now with this team. Mm. And there's no excuse for it. And you're right. The other problem is you ran the guy out there every day. So here's what I'm skeptical about on Boone's part. I understand they didn't have a lot of great options because for a while they had Oswald Peraza playing third base and DJ LeMahieu and Jazz was hurt. I get all that. If you knew the guy wasn't healthy and now is struggling, how are you running him out there every single day? Even if he's not going on the IL, you're not giving him days off?
You should have.
Of course you should have.
Yeah. Just from a wear and tear standpoint. Yeah, it looks bad. No matter how you cut it, it looks bad.
The Yankees look like horses' asses.
Right.
I mean, fair enough. This is the reality because there's so many other questions that linger from it. Now, the ultimate good news, feel bad, is Jose Caballero's got to be the shortstop. Stop.
Right.
I don't want to hear, hope he's going to get in. Maybe he'll get hot. He's not healthy. He hasn't been good in 4 months. That's it. Jose Caballero's the shortstop. And he is playing shortstop tonight, which is not a surprise, but it's got to continue. It just can't be he's playing shortstop tonight. Should play shortstop the whole weekend.
He's got a partially torn labrum.
That's crazy.
just hear that.
It's crazy. Let's go to Josh in Chester, Connecticut. Hey, Josh.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
Good.
I just wanted to, like, maybe reverse the roles. Like, they're making an excuse for Volpe why he's playing so bad just to boost up his confidence a little bit. But
the problem is, Josh, we can point to the moment. Like, we know the moment that this happened.
Yeah.
And he was his average self, 240? His OPS was just sitting under 800.
Prior to the injury, he was 239, 786 OPS.
Right.
Since the injury, 195, 621 OPS.
Right. That's him. 240, just under 800 OPS. That's him. Good player, really good defender. Since then, it's been abysmal.
He's not the only one who's going to kind of have a skepticism that this is all a fake injury. I saw Keith McPherson's first tweet was Phantom IL, ?
No, come on.
I think that people are going to think that this is the Yankees' way of protecting him.
No, that doesn't make sense.
No, I don't buy it either. I think he was hurt.
You are not going to get a fake IL stint cortisone shot. That is irresponsible.
Yeah.
You're not doing that.
No, he's really hurt.
Go take a painkiller just so we can prove something to the skeptical fan base. That's idiotic to even say that.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
No, he's hurt.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.